Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And we are so delighted to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight. We just give God all praise tonight. We give God reverence, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to everyone in their respective places, I just bring you greetings tonight in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm just so delighted that, you know, you're worshiping with us or studying with us on tonight. We want to get ready to call our Bible class to order now. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer, and then we're going to go into our worship. Amen. We just give God all the praise and glory tonight.
Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No. Yeah.
our scripture readings will be coming from Psalms 11. In the Lord I put my trust. How say ye to my soul? Flee as a bird to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord tried the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snare, fire, and brimstone, in a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doeth behold the upright. I have just read you from Psalms 11 in its entirety. Father, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we confess and we repent tonight, Lord, and that we have sinned and we're sorry, and we ask your forgiveness tonight, Lord, and we ask you to cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Lord, we come now, first of all, binding the strong man tonight. And we bind up the strong man from our lives tonight, Lord. And we bind the strong man from this radio broadcast and everyone on it on tonight, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord. And we thank you tonight. We give you praise, Lord. And we give you glory on tonight. All praise belongs to you. Father, we come now asking you to touch our minds, God, and touch our hearts, cleanse us now, that we may be able to receive your word, and just like it's given, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I ask you to open up our understanding, God. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to just do it for us, Lord, and bless everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight, Lord, and bless their families, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, just look down and have mercy tonight, God. And we just ask you to, I ask you to let me decrease, and that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight, Lord. And we need you. You know we need you. We can't make it without you, Father. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen. And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans, and we're so thankful and so grateful to be back on our radio broadcast on tonight for our study on tonight. So tonight, we're in the book of Genesis, chapter 9 and 10, and I'm going to read that for everyone. Okay, let me get there, y'all.
Good evening, Apostle. What chapter are we in tonight?
Nine and ten.
Okay.
I think it's just one question in ten, but I got some things for ten too. But it's just one question in ten. But tonight we're in chapter 9 and 10, so I'm going to read. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth. You shall, okay, and upon every fowl of the air and upon all the moveth, all that moveth upon the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hands are they delivered. Every moving thing that liveth shall be meat for you. Even as the green herbs have I given you all things. But flesh with the life therein, which is the blood thereof, shall ye not eat. And surely your blood of your lives will I require. at the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of man. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of God made he man. And you, be ye fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth and multiply therein. And God spoke unto Noah and to his sons with him, and I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, of every beast of the earth with you, for all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generation. And I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a token of a covenant between me and the earth. And it shall come to pass when I bring a cloud over the earth, that the bow shall be seen in the cloud. And I will remember my covenant, which is between me and you, and every living creature of all flesh, and the water shall no more become a flood to destroy all flesh. And the bow shall be in the cloud, and I will look upon it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, this is the token of the covenant which I have established between me and all flesh that is upon the earth, and the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the whole earth overspread. And Noah began to be a husband, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine, and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brothers without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders, and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father naked. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, cursed be Canaan. Servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. And God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. And Noah lived after the flood 350 years, and all the days of Noah were 950 years, and he died. In chapter 10. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah: Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And unto them were sons born after the flood. The son of Japheth is Gomer, and Magog, and Madai, and Javan, and Tubal, and Meshach, and Tirus. And the sons of Gomer is Ashkenaz, and Rephathiah, and Togarmah. And the sons of Javan is Alashan, and Tarsha, and Kittim, and Dodam, By these were the isles of the Gentile divided in their land, everyone after his tongue, after their family, in their nation. And the sons of Ham is Cush, Mizraim, and Phut, and Canaan. And the sons of Cush is Sheba, Havilah, Sabat, and Rehobah, and Sabbatatian, and the sons of Reamah, Shabbat, and Dedan, and Cush begot Nimrod. He began to be a mighty one in the earth, and he was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel and Arad and Akkan and Calim in the land of Shinar. Out of that land went forth Ashur and builded Nineveh and the city Rehoboth and Calah. And we stand between Nineveh and Calah, the same is a great city. And Mizraim begot Ludum and Anamah and Lebim, Naphtim and Naphtim, and the Pathrusim and Casaluhim, out of whom came Philistine and Capaturim. And Canaan begot Sidon, his firstborn, and Heath, and the Jebusite, and the Amorite, and the Girgashite, and the Hivite, and the Arkite, and the Sinite, and the Arvadite, and the Zemadarite, and the Hemathite. And afterward were the families of the Canaanites spread abroad. And the border of Canaanites was from Sidon. And as those cometh to Gerar unto Gaza, as those goeth into Sodom and Gomorrah, and Adamon and Zeboim, even unto Lasha. These are the sons of Ham, after their families, after their tongues, and in their countries, and in their nations. Unto Shem, also the father of all of the children of Ebor, the brother of Japheth, the elder, even to him were children born. The children of Shem is Elam and Ashur, and Arphaxis, and Luz, and Amram. And the children of Amram was Uz, and Hul, and Gatham, and Mash. And Apharak begot Selah, and Selah begot Eber. And unto Eber were born two sons. The name of one was Peleg, for in his days was the earth divided, and his brother name was Joktan. And Joktan begot Alamodad and Shelah and Hazarama and Jara and Hedoram and Uzal and Dikala and Obel and Abilim and Sheba, and Ophrah, and Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Yuktan, and their dwellings was from Mesha, as thou goest unto Shapharam, a mount of the east. These are the sons of Shem, after their families, after their tongue, in their land, and after their nation. These are the families of the sons of Noah after their generation and in their nation. And by these were the nation divided in the earth after the flood. Woo! Amen. Now, we read it, man. I done read all them names. I done forgot all about this stuff. Amen. We're going to, in chapter 9, it says, what did God require as justice if a man was killed by another man or a beast? Anybody know?
Praise the Lord. Verse 5, it said that, and for your life's blood I will surely demand. Wait a minute. Killed by another man. An accounting. Surely demand an accounting. I will demand an accounting from every animal and from each human being too. I would demand an accounting for the life of another human being. So, a life for life.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you know, this verse right here, I mean, it pivots from the animal's lifeblood to the shedding of human blood, blood of a human.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
This is a like a new command for the way a human should conduct, you know, like for the communities and how they should conduct themselves in, you know, in their community. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's a change from God's requirement for mankind before the flood. So.
Amen. That's right. Amen. And surely your blood, verse 5 saying, surely your blood of your life will I require. At the hand of every beast will I require it, and at the hand of man, at the hand of every man's brother will I require the life of a man. He will hold you responsible. Just like you said, life for life. Amen.
And verse 6.
So basically,
I said verse 6 said kind of break it down too.
That's right.
It says,
read it, baby.
Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed, for in the image of God made he man.
Absolutely right.
So basically, I was just going to add to following the first murder in the scripture, which was, you know, Canaan. You get what I'm saying? What he did,
mm-hmm.
his brother, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And God allowed Cain, I mean, not Canaan, but Cain. Am I saying it right? Cain? No, Cain.
Yeah, you said it right. Cain.
Cain to thrive on earth. So basically, with that new beginning, that was after the flood, however, God required death for intentional, unjustified killing of another person.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
this is after, you get what I'm saying, the flood, that this, you know, the unjustified,
mm-hmm.
intentional killing of another person.
Amen. 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 What symbol did God give to show he would never destroy the earth by flood again? Anybody know that?
A bow.
Okay.
What did he say?
The rainbow, the bow.
Okay, yeah.
That's the symbol. Mm-hmm. And he said it was a promise. That's a promise he made between us and him, or them and him and us and the earth, that he wouldn't destroy by flood anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay, what was Ham's reaction to his father being drunk and unclothed? Anybody?
All right. Ham, oh, my God. This is a little deep for me, but because of how people are today, and I can see it, please forgive my baby because she's snoring in this phone, and I'm not trying to really have up under her, but I don't know if you can hear me well. But Ham saw Noah's drunkenness and basically told his brother, and I mean about it. He told his brothers about it. So Noah's reaction later in the passage, however, you know, it kind of said a lot to how he reacted. I mean, to me, from just reading a little bit about what took place and how it took place, to me, Ham should have helped Noah, and he didn't. He went running his mouth. He didn't even help. So rather than helping him, he went and, you know, told his brothers, and then it made him look bad because, for real, the brothers took something and put over their daddy. You get what I'm saying? So it was just, you know, and I don't, it was just the lowest to me of what people doing today, you know, instead of helping them, like, okay, good example. You know how these, everybody got cell phones, so everybody want to take them out. Everybody want to record everything. Somebody recorded some lady getting beat up. They try, instead of them helping, they recorded it. As if, oh, I got some. Instead of the help, it's just you not trying to. So to me, it made me think that he was really trying to do something to him, like to get back at him or something. You get what I'm saying? It was for him to hang something over his head. You know, you could change it any different ways when you see people just, you know, at their lowest, and you know that you could, you know, use it. So that was my whole thing about that situation, that, you know. So I guess his reaction from it, which it wasn't really a reaction, but he just, 'cause, I mean, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't really a reaction. He just, what he did was told his brother.
Yeah.
So I guess that was the reaction where he should have helped instead of running his mouth.
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely. Anyone else?
Yeah, I would like to add something on to that. The Bible said in chapter 9:21, it says, nor he was drunk with wine. And he got drunk, and he was uncovered in his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers without. Ham was in there naked. And if you look in Ephesians chapter 5 and 18, Ephesians will tell you, be not drunk with wine. That was the thing that Noah had did. However, in the New Testament, it will tell you that a man should not look upon the nakedness. That's why when Noah awoke, it was such a great sin with Ham to have looked upon the nakedness of his father. That's why his brothers would not look. They turned their back and took a covering and walked backwards and covered Noah with the covering because they knew it was a sin to look upon the nakedness of another, of the father, thy mother. But in the New Testament, it expounds on it. Because the Lord said, whoever looketh on another in nakedness have sinned already in their heart. That's in the New Testament. So that was the sin. That's why Ham was cursed above the other, Shem and Jephthah. because he looked upon the nakedness of Noah.
Amen.
So basically, amen, that's why so many people talk, that's why so many people talk about Ham may have took advantage of his father in some type of way, sexually, because he looked at his nakedness. So that's, you get what I'm saying? Like, I heard that before, but it's not written in the Word of God. You get what I'm saying? So I guess that's where people getting that from, because they turned their head, but he didn't. So they're saying he was suggesting that it was some type of advantage there by him looking at his daddy.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
the nakedness. And then sexually and stuff, I didn't never understand that part of it. But since it wasn't really written in the Word, I guess people can interpret what they want to. You know what I'm saying? When it's,
yeah, yeah. Well, you know, him on down in this next chapter, and in this chapter, in the next chapter, they lived in Sodom and Gomorrah. That was one of their cities, of the grandchildren of Ham and Ham. And so, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah was full of homosexuals and lesbians, all them kind of things, because, you know, that's the city that got God just tore it up with fire and brimstone because they tried to have sex with an angel. So, with two angels. So, but that's where they live. So that give me some just to think about where they live, because on down it tells you, well, I don't know if it tells you up here, but that's where they from, Ham. Now, and Ham got the Jebusites and Amorites and all them. They all stayed around in by Sodom and Gomorrah and some more towns. So, and we know what Sodom and Gomorrah was about. So you're about right, because in chapter 10, that's what it's talking about. Mm-hmm. But it was always, like she said, over in the New Testament, you're not supposed to look at another man. If you're a man, you're not supposed to look at another man's nakedness. If you're a woman, the same. You're not supposed to look at another person's nakedness like that. Mm-hmm. And, okay, our next question is, what was his curse because of this? What was his curse because of this? Does anyone know that?
Services to his Shem and Japheth and their seeds.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So his son, Ham's son, will be a servant of his brothers, not Ham, but his son, Canaan, will be the servant of his brother. And believe me, that's what it happened, just like that. And when I tell you this part, and I know we got to go to chapter 10, but Ham, the way Noah cursed him, it came to pass because Ham is of the African descent. And I was really, really just overtaken by what I studied and I read. He was an African descent, and they were enslaved then. After that, it was like serving. They was enslaved. That was slavery. for them. And on down through the years, it was still slavery. And they still got people in slavery. They still not free today in Africa. Some parts, most parts of it, you can't go and come like you want to. You can't do things like you want to in Africa. That's where Ham is representing. And I was just talking to Apostle Deans about it because I'm saying I hope we ain't. And I know we African Americans. I know we African Americans, but my father is Abraham. So Africans have been abandoned of heaven to the most gross ignorance, rigid slavery, stupid idolatry, and savage barbarity. Scarcely ever have a state form of them made any respectable receptacle figure. The Egyptians and the Carthaginians accepted, and even that, they had little dominion over any part of descendants of Shem and Japheth. So they worked Shem and Japheth. They had slaves for many ages. The north part of Africa was enslaved and harassed by Assyrians and Chaldeans and Persian descendants of Shem, and next by the Greeks, but especially by the Romans and the Vandals, descendants of Japheth. For 1,100 years past, they have been enslaved by the Ishmaelites, the Sacrans, descendants from Shem, by the, whatever they are, Sukalukans, and the Ottomans, Turks, descendants of Japheth, and what multitudes of the Western Africans were formerly bought for slaves by the English, and further by the Spaniards and the French, Portuguese and Dutch, and condemned to the hardest drudgery in their American plantation. So they brought them from there all the way to America and still was enslaved. That's where that slavery stuff came from. Ham was cursed, and he was from Africa. He was cursed to serve, and that serve turned into slave because they treated him like a dog. And they made them work. They had to work because that curse was on them because he looked on his father instead of covering him up. It was Canaan, I suppose, who first saw the nakedness of Noah and told his father of it. See, it was the son, the little boy, that looked on Noah first and went and told Ham. And Ham looked at. So his daddy then, he cursed Canaan. That's who he cursed. And so Canaan is the one that's of that African descent too. That's something. And they've been just in bondage for years and years. I mean, they can't hardly do anything. I got no people over there. It's just hard for them all the way around. You can go to Africa, some parts of it, but you got to be awfully careful when you're in Africa. You have to do what they say do. That's what you have to do. I mean, they show the best parts and stuff on television and stuff, and there's some good parts over there, but they're all still under bondage. They all still like enslaved. They can't do the things that we free over. That's why they be trying to marry any kind of American so they can get over here and be free, because they enslaved over there. And I, you know, it's something. I just read and studied all of that genealogy of them and where it all started from, and it ended up they were selling slaves to the Americans, to the Europeans, and to the French, and all of them had slaves. I guess they figured that's what they was made for, to work for somebody. So they worked for Shem and Japheth and all of those different tribes and families and stuff. They had to serve them, and then they sold them. They still sold them. The slaves sold slaves, too. I know that. That's where it started from. So I'm just thinking, you know, African American, that's who we are. African American. Them Africans came over here into America, and that's what it is. But we're not enslaved like they are. That's why I just don't see it, and I can't relate to it because I don't feel like that. I mean, we were in slavery. Our grandparents, great-great-great-grandparents were slaves, but we were, and we're not now. You know, so, it's really, I've been really thinking about this stuff all day. Anyone have any comments or anything on this? Because it gets deep. It gets really deep because, And then Canaan and his, they settled in West Asia, and the curse hash pursued them in a still more remarkable manner. About AM 2079, Clandolomer and his Elamite descendants of Shem rendered a tributary the Canaanish kingdom of Solomon and Gomorrah. Admah and Zebamin and Zoar, and upon their revolt, he invaded and pillaged their country. Not long after Zoar accepted and they destroyed it with fire and brimstone from heaven. They're talking about Solomon and Gomorrah, I think. And for their unnatural lewdness and other abominations. Then the Hebrews, chiefly under Moses and Joshua and Barak, cut off most of their other Canaanites and seized on their country. So Moses and them cut off the Canaanites. They got away from them. You know, because Lot was in that country. And Sodom and Gomorrah was finna go up in smoke. And them angels told Lot and his family to go on, but his wife she couldn't take it. She had to look back. So then all of these in chapter 10, all of these his other sons, and even Ham, even Cush's son was Nimrod. And you know Nimrod was the meanest king, emperor, whatever he was terrible. Terrible. And that's where the Tower of Babel came from, Nimrod. And we'll get to it on down the road, but he started out being, and I'm in chapter 10 now, he was a mighty hunter before the Lord. He came from Ham's son, Cush. And he was mighty in the earth. And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel. That's where the Tower of Babel came from, Nimrod, and Erech, and Akkad, and Caleb, in the land of Shinar. out of that land went forth Asher and built Nineveh, the city of Rehoboth and Calais. Let's see. And these people today, let me read this. This remarkable prophecy is given in the form of a short poem and consists of three parts: a curse upon Canaan and a blessing on Shem and Japheth. But it will be observed that each blessing embodies, while it illustrates the first curse. That was I don't think it was the first curse, because, well, God didn't curse Adam and Eve. I don't know if he did. Anyway, they were wiped away with the flood. But Canaan appeared to be mentioned as a representative of the whole Hamite. The head of that section of the Hamite race with which the Israelites came especially into contact. That's almost a connection right there. The whole prophecy has been remarkably fulfilled in the history of mankind since it was uttered. The Hamites as a race have been servants of servants. They have served servants. The Hebrew idiom implies they have been in a state of perpetual servitude under the Shemitic Israelites and the Japhan Greek, Romans, and Saxon. Japhan has been enlarged. His descendants occupy at this day the territories of Shem and constitutes the leading nation of the civilized world. So what God said, Shem and Japhan was just prospering and being big, have big territories and land, while Ham and Cain and Cush and all them, they serving these people. They slaves. They're slaves. And a lot of these when I was reading and studying and reading, it led me to think that they all spoke different languages. That's where that Tower of Babel going to come in at. They all spoke different language. Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And I don't understand that, because they all came from Noah. They have different tongues in different countries. And Eber are the Hebrews who, being followed of him in the faith and holiness, and the particular people of God from whom the Messiah sprung or came, were the principal descendants of Shem, and those on whom his blessings were chiefly conferred. So the Messiah came out of that bunch of Shem. That's where he sprung from. Anyone have any comments? Because I'm just talking. I mean, it was really an awesome thing. I just read and studied all day, and it let me know where we came from. I mean, it really actually let me know where we came from. It says, Japheth was Noah's oldest son, and of his children, Gomer was the ancestor of the Simbra and the Seth, Magog of the Scythians and Mongolians, the Madads of the Medians, and the Fabran of the Ilianso and Greek, and the Mishas to the Muscovites are the Russians. So these are Russians. This come from Russia. Japheth. And Europe, Lesser Asian, and the islands of the Mediterranean Sea are these islands of the Gentiles. The Jews call countries on the seashore are parted from their own by sea. The country of Kephar. To these isles of the Gentiles, the gospel promises are particularly directed, and on the inhabitants, they have been particularly fulfilled, the gospel have. But the name Ham signifies warmth, and Ham's descendants are migrated southward. Of his sons, Cush was ancestors of the Ethiopians. Mazaram, his other son of the Egyptians. Phut of the Libyans, and Canaan of the Canaanites, of whom there were many sub-tribes. So we came from one of them. We came from somebody. And it almost made me think Ham because of the African, but African American, because once they started selling them Africans as slaves to the Europeans and the Spaniards and the Dutch and the French, then they started the English. Then it was America they were selling slaves over here. And that's, I feel like that's where we came. We started. You know, the master was having sex with the African ladies and all this kind of stuff. That's what I feel. So let's get this one question out the way, y'all. Who was the father of Cush in Canaan?
Ham. Was it Ham?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What tribes today came from Ebor? You probably don't know, but it was the Arabs came from Ebor. And I wonder why the families were divided. I wonder, and I guess because, you know, a whole lot of families are divided today. You know, having a misunderstanding of, or because Ham got cursed and they didn't get cursed, they were blessed. So that started it off right there, the division in the family. It just made me think, you know, he probably was jealous because his daddy didn't curse him. Cursed his son, Ham's son, for looking at him. And then Canaan went and told Ham. And Ham probably came back and looked too when he should have covered his daddy up. Now, I know his daddy was drunk and everything. Still didn't have, he wasn't supposed to look on his daddy. But these are very important chapters because it tells you where everybody's coming from in the world today. If you read through all this stuff like this, because like I tell you, I used to hear the preachers in teaching in Bible study about the Zebedites and the Amorites and all them, the Hivites. I never knew who they were under, what family was under, but it's under Ham. All them under him, even the Philistines, where Goliath come from. That's the thing. Way on down the line, because Goliath was a Philistine. He was a Nephilim to me, though, but, you know, he was part of the Philistine army. So, you know, this just lets you know where we come from, how we got here. Because, you know, them trying to make us slave, and they feel so much prejudice and racism, and that's where it all comes from. That's where it all began. That's where it all began. Mm-hmm. And so we shouldn't be surprised. We know where it come from now. Because I didn't know where it come from. I knew my great-great-great-grandmother was a slave. On down the line, you know, and a lot of us, our great-great-great-grannies were slaves and stuff like that. But we didn't know how it started. Now I know how it started. It started from a curse on Ham's son. And then they sold them slaves onto America. And we African America. That's where that stuff come from. That's where it come from. So, you know, we're going to go on to Tuesday, chapters 11 and 12. Chapters 11 and 12, we're going to go Tuesday. Did everybody understand what I'm saying? Does everybody understand a little bit?
Yes, I greatly understand. I'm just so shocked.
Yeah, it's something that's
shocked.
Yeah,
you know,
something
it's just, and then we, because this is what we're going through on a daily basis, Black Lives Matter,
mm-hmm.
that type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We going
mm-hmm.
through this. You know what I'm saying? We got to be careful out here. So, yeah, of course, we are, as a people, African-Americans, Latinas and all of that, we are going through it. Like, I'm
yeah.
talking about, it seems like we just have to turn our heads. And, I mean, turn
yeah.
up the cheek type of thing. That's, and we have to
yeah.
do it all the time. They're talking about us in our face and not behind our backs no more.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's
yes,
a shame.
Yes.
And I mean, to know right now, to know where it started, that's deep. Because, I mean, that just appears
yeah.
something else for me.
Yep, it came from Ham. It came from Canaan, and Ham, the father, but Canaan, the son, was cursed by Noah. The grandfather. And here we are, African American. I almost didn't want to say it. When I was studying, I was like, Lord have mercy. That's something. Anyone else have any comments before we close out? I want to let everybody know the first Sunday in February, we're going to have communion in our Sunday service. So get your communion stuff so we can all take it together. So I'm getting ready to close out. We'll be right back here for Bible class on Tuesday. But tomorrow night we'll be on here for praise, prayer, and prophecy hour at the same time. So, Lord, we just thank you tonight for opening up our understanding, God. We thank you tonight, Lord. We just thank you to know what happened and how we became slaves, Lord. I just thank you for opening up our understanding, Holy Spirit. Thank you tonight. Lord, I ask you to cover everyone up under the sound of my voice, Lord. Cover them in the blood. Cover their families in the blood, Lord. I ask you to cover the cars they drive. I just ask you to cover their homes in the shed blood of Jesus. Lord, bless they and their family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to bless Jordan. Right now, God, I ask you to cover Jordan on tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let him know that you're there, God. In the name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. God bless you all.
Yeah.
I'll see you all tomorrow night. Y'all have a good night. I love you. Have a good night.
Amen. Good night.
Good night. Good night.
God bless you.
God bless you. Good night.
God bless. Good night.
Good night.
God bless.
Good night. Good night.